Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back to the programme. I'm broadcasting from Cape Town and I'm in a very special part of Cape Town today. I'm in a place called Philippi Village or Philippi Nyanga. It's 14 acres. It's the most amazing place. I'm looking up here from the second floor out across a township that there are unbelievably 285,000 people. This building that I'm in is an old cement factory, abandoned many years ago, but it's now a centre for entrepreneurship. It's a place, it's a hub, it's a vital part of the community to allow employment. And I'm delighted to be welcome to the programme somebody who just guided me around this place, and her name is Angela. Angela, you're so welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Angela, I probably described it all wrong there in terms of what we have here, but I was just trying to articulate to our listeners this community, this enterprise, and this project. Maybe you'd tell us a little bit about how all this happened.
All right. Thank you so much for that. So yes, you are correct. We are in the Philippi/Nyanga area. That's what the township is called. But then Philippi Village is the sort of the organization. So in this community, it's a very vibrant place. There's a lot of young people that I think are hungry for change and are hungry to sort of change the narrative of what everyone else knows about this community. So crime is something that is sort of the top one problems that we have here. But I think the one thing that this community is known for is just that people migrate from another province in South Africa called the Eastern Cape, and they come to Cape Town or the Western Province because within the Western Province it's much more established. You know, you'll find a lot of more CBD areas where there are more factories and all these other different places to work. So people come through here to work. Okay. So majority of the people that dwell here will be coming from different parts of South Africa and different parts of Africa as well to seek employment. So yeah.
So when we look out over the wall that you built here over into the community, you say it's largely young people. What percentage of those people have no work?
So out of that 285,000 people, around 47% is young people. That's between the ages of 16 and around 32. Some people stretch it to 35 as well. And then of that percentage, people that are in the job market or sort of players in the economy in this particular area alone, sitting at around 28.5%.
Yeah.
Don't quote me, I could be wrong with the statistics.
Effectively, it's close to one in three. Yeah. And when we look at the evolution of something like this giant cement factory, and again, to describe it for listeners, it looks like it was largely abandoned and then a building was almost built inside the old structure. When did this happen?
So our history goes as far back as around 2008, but we've been terrible at documenting things and the progress that we have had. So before we were called Philippi Village, we were called the Business Place. And the times they could be different because now our trading name has changed, all the documentation has changed. So what I like to use is that around 2013 is when all the change began. So when I say change is when we started taking shipping containers and refurbishing them into different office space and workshop spaces. You know, it was also to be able to turn but the abandoned cement factory into now what we were sitting in, which is all of these nice office spaces as well.
Can I ask you, Angela, how you successfully, I suppose, harmonized with the community? You talked earlier about crime, about violence, but you seem to be at peace with the community around here. How did you integrate and how did you make that happen, that everybody can kind of work safely as one here?
So it's not perfect. but it's definitely something that is innovative, and it should demonstrate to other entrepreneurs that they too can sort of use the community and work in harmony with the community. So from the get-go, when this was still called the Business Place, it was already an idea that is so different that no one would think of creating a hub space in the heart of a community. So so everything about it is so different. So immediately when those investors came together to create this idea and to bring it to life, there was little information that was gathered from the community. Who are these people that live here? How can we make this business work? You know, and unfortunately, that is one of the reasons why it was not as successful as it could have been when it was called the Business Place.
Right.
So a lot of effort from basically looking into the finances, when we were not even speaking, even went into understanding why we were not making money.
Yeah.
And one of the outcomes that came to that was the fact that we didn't know who we share a wall with. And so we then did a mapping exercise of our immediate neighbors first, of trying to get to know them better and to try to get understand what are some of their challenges. Because what's different about Philippi Village is our close proximity to the challenges that are faced by South Africans that sort of live in township spaces. And what that has done is that it has forced us to think about doing business differently, where you take into consideration that if I would like to hire, whether you're hiring cleaners or caretakers or maintenance or security, you hire first from the community.
Yeah.
And what that has demonstrated for us is that when people work here, they want to protect the space that provides food for them. When people have got a business that is here, they want to make sure that it is protected. I'll give a short example of how this is. Last year around March, in the Western Cape, we had something called a taxi protest. So taxis is like the public transport system. And in South Africa, the individuals that work in the public transport, specifically around taxis, they hold a lot of power
yeah.
in township spaces. So when they're not happy, you can be a shutdown in a community. So that's what we experienced in March. And what happened with us is that we've got 110 shipping containers, and only 5 of those containers got looted. So the reason that 5 got affected was because someone else, I won't say where, they stole a bulldozer and they came down sort of like knocking down different businesses that were around, and then they knocked only 5 of ours. But what was so remarkable that we got on tape was that the community that right next door, they came out and were like, leave it, what are
yeah.
you doing? And they were the ones.
This is ours.
Exactly, this is yeah. our space. And I think that's when you sort of take this community-based approach, it becomes such an added-on benefit to the business, you know, and sort of, you know, that's how we sort of worked with the community. Yeah.
So if you look at the long term then, Angela, what are your aspirations for the progress here? You've clearly made some, there's clearly a lot long way to go, but is it about creating meaningful employment? Is it about providing education? Is it about maybe the people that live here, I suppose giving them enough money to earn that they can live somewhere else or they can progress? What is the strategy?
I think it's all of that.
Yeah.
It's all of that. And our biggest asset is space to be able to dream those dreams, in being able to empower people that are from the community. But I think our biggest aspiration that we've seen with a lot of more people being interested in how we do business is being able to replicate what we've done here in other spaces. We know there's a need. There's a need to be able to change a narrative. You know, I said earlier on, and I made a joke about it, that our crime stats is compared to Brazil. You know, we appear in the top 50 most dangerous cities in the world. So to be able to have a space like this in something like what I'm describing is very
yeah.
unique. And I think that's what the aspiration
yeah.
is, to be able in other communities, other villages, to be able to have a space like this.
Well, I can tell you it's been a real eye-opener for us, Angela. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, to show us around. And when I look out the window here and I see, you know, the progress in such difficult conditions, it really is, it's heart-rending. So well done to you and everybody who's involved in it. And we really should appreciate what we have. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.